I want to revisit a story that has been making headlines for a while now and has certainly got our attention again. This involves a 42-year-old man, Richard Foley, who has a brain disorder that limits his every movement. And so he has been reliant on hospital care for a long, long time. And he's been making news for some time because he launched a landmark suit a while back, a few months ago, against the London hospital caring for him, the provincial and federal governments. And he's been fighting for home care that he chooses and that he alleges health officials have refused to give him. And he claims that instead this hospital has been, you know, pushing, offering medically assisted suicide. And he wants people to know. He's speaking out because he wants people to know the truth. And he captured some audio of a conversation of one of his healthcare workers, you know, exchanging, having a conversation about this. Take a listen.
If I had self-directed funding, then I'd be fine. But
if you weren't, you can just apply to get an assisted. If you want it, then your life. Like, you know, I mean, you don't have to do it in some dramatic manner. You can apply for assisted, you know.
Right. It's not like applying for college, you know? It's not quite that casual. But just to give you a bit more information, back in 2017, Mr. Foley was basically told that he would have to leave the hospital because if he were going to have to stay, that he would have to pay $1,500 a day. $1,500 a day. No one can afford that. But then you never should be asked. And so he feels his rights are being violated. And I don't blame him. I want to bring his lawyer into this conversation, Ken Berger. I've spoken with him in the past, but he is representing Mr. Foley. He is with Berger Law Firm and the law offices of Ken Berger. Hello there.
Oh, hi, Alex. Good morning on a holiday weekend. I just want to correct you. It's Roger Foley. I think there might have been Richard mentioned.
Oh, there you go.
Roger Foley. We're on vacation mode already.
Yeah, so. Well, it doesn't take much. It does not take much. Thanks for the correction. So let's talk a little bit about why this headline has come back, because I've spoken with you in the past about this situation, and clearly Mr. Foley feels like he needs to speak out. So why does he feel more, you know, that like he needs to continue pushing this?
Nothing's happened as yet. He filed the case. He requested for the federal Minister of Justice to put an immediate moratorium on all assisted dying cases and examine the situation carefully. Nothing has been done. Some really, really recent terrible things have happened to Mr. Foley. We can't get into that right now. I think that impacts, and it also impacts.
But we're talking about, we won't go into details, but is it a health concern, like he's a deterioration of health?
We can't get into that at the moment, but mm-hmm. I think that impacts him, and also just the status and delay of the case, and there's a need for change. He wants to make sure that his voice is heard before it's too late and time runs out on him.
That's fairly heartbreaking. You know, this is a young guy who, you know, through no fault of his own, finds himself completely reliant on care. And I think what he was asking for is not asking too much. If he had to have health care at home, he wanted it done a certain way.
Correct.
And that did not happen.
It's reasonable. Yeah, I think it's reasonable what he's asked for, and he's been reasonable at all times. We obviously take issue that it's more than unreasonable what's happened to him. It's deeply troubling and concerning, and something really needs to be done to fix this.
And so obviously he feels that he needed to somehow document the language that was being used around him. And we've had a lot of people, Ken, when certainly the issue of assisted death or assisted suicide came up, a lot of people had, you know, critics of it had said, you know, there's a slippery slope here where, you know, you're going to get health officials or parents or people playing God in people's lives where they shouldn't. Do you believe that plays into this case where people are playing God or we're going down a slippery slope here?
Absolutely. I think that we have to be extremely cautious with this area because it's irreversible.
Right.
Once somebody is assisted to die, it's really too late. And there are ways to relieve suffering that is less intrusive, and that needs to be provided first to someone like Mr. Foley, and he's really fighting for his life. Nobody's supporting him. Nobody's listening to him. Nobody's helping him. It's a tragedy in 2018 that something like this is happening. I mean, we're really troubled by this that there were concerns that this might happen with mm-hmm. Allowing assisted dying, and it is happening. So there's a way to fix it. It needs to be fixed. We need to start fixing it, and that could already happen, but nobody's doing anything.
And no, and certainly when you're in a position like Mr. Foley is, you know, you don't necessarily have the time, but you certainly don't have the strength to go up against a system, which only compounds and makes everything that much worse. And so who other than yourself does he have to help him? Does he have family? Does he have people in his corner that he's got at least support from emotionally?
He has support. He has his brother and some friends and family members that he has close connections with. And I think that they, they are of strong support. But look, let's make it clear. Mr. Foley is fighting for his life here. He's battling a very severe and ravaging illness that's robbing him of, basically all his mobility, his ability to eat, his ability to swallow. And the system is turning its back on him. It is, Alex, it is wrong. Something needs to be fixed here.
And so just from where he was last time, I know the situation was that he was asking for home care, and they were saying if you don't get out of the hospital, you'll have to pay. Where does that stand now?
We sent a demand letter at that time before the forced discharge. Unfortunately, the hospital did not, execute its plan to send Roger on the street, where obviously he would be dead already. Mm-hmm. So fortunately, they haven't gone that far, but. Again, there's some things that happened that are concerning, and we need to fix this for Mr. Foley and fix this for all Canadians. So people are actually protected. He's not being protected. He's being exploited. And it's not a good situation.
No, certainly not when you we claim to live in a country that is one of generosity and compassion. And certainly it doesn't sound like, unless I'm missing a big part of this story, which I don't think I am because I've spoken to you before, but it doesn't seem like it's happening in this case. And unfortunately, Mr. Foley is just one guy. He can only do so much, but certainly I hope at least getting some of the audio out, people might wake up and realize it's worth listening to.
We hope so, and well, I think we Canadians can be the most generous and compassionate. But when we lose our compass, and when we don't have laws and government and institutions that are protecting us, then we lose the compassion and we lose the generosity that we should be as a Canadian. Society. So, I think we need to fix things here so we can be generous and compassionate to people like Mr. Foley and Mr. Foley again.
Just quickly before I let you go, what's next?
What's next is we're moving the legal case. We hope to move the legal case. We obviously want institutions and government to act now because the legal case takes time to move. We can't get into some of the other issues that are even more troubling than what Mr. Foley already released. Eventually, he hopes that at some point he can also discuss those issues, but he can't at this time.
I understand that. Well, I thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Alex, and have a good long weekend.
Yeah, take you care. As well. That is Ken Berger, who is representing Mr. Foley in this case. And look, I'm sorry. It's troubling. It is deeply troubling to hear these kinds of stories, but you think, give the guy some peace, We'll follow that.